Senator Crapo, I have to tell you that I agree with virtually everything you say, and I feel the same kind of urgency. The frustration that I have is I believe that all of Idaho's congressional delegation feels similar to what you're feeling. How do we as citizens effectively have an impact on, say, the Senate, when we don't live in the areas where the senators are opposed to some of the things that you're saying? Does it do any good for us to contact Ted Kennedy's and other senators, who are in opposition to the things that you're talking about?
Well, Gary, again, a very excellent question. And the answer is, to be candid with you, contacts from constituents from a different state do not carry as much weight with a senator or a congressman as contacts from their own state. Not that they aren't helpful, and I would encourage you to contact other senators and congressmen. But really, what I think that you can do, you are correct, the Idaho delegation on these issues is pretty solid in the context of the kinds of things I've been saying. But what you can do, and what I always encourage people to do, is to think about your circle of influence. You have other family members and friends, associates, people you went to school with, people you engage in business with, people that you deal with in some part of your life who live outside of the state of Idaho. And they can contact their senators and congressmen. And if everybody in Idaho would just get, a couple of people from other states to contact their senators and congressmen. There's 1.5 million people in Idaho. If you discount the number of children, maybe we could cut that down in half. But let's just say 500,000 people in Idaho got two or three people to make a contact. That would be 1 million or 2 million, up to 2 million maybe, contacts made in the U.S. Congress from outside the state of Idaho. So you can see how it can have an influence. And it does have an influence. And so I encourage people to just look at their circle of influence and try to encourage people they know to get engaged. And the last thing I will say to you is a lot of people these days believe that there's no point in it, that it doesn't make any difference if they contact their member of Congress because Congress is just too distant and you can't penetrate it, you can't have an impact on Congress. But nothing could be further from the truth. The members of Congress, senators and congressmen, listen very carefully to what their constituency is telling them. And when they find out that they're not in consistency or in sync with a significant majority of their constituents on an issue that means a lot to their constituents, they change their positions, they change their votes. And so it does make a difference that people get engaged. And so I appreciate your question.